KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Staffing shortages have led to more flight delays at airports across the U.S. as the federal government shutdown stretches into a seventh day. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Here's another headline from the New York Post. Aviation groups warn a government shutdown will delay aircraft safety inspections, maintenance work on critical equipment. While air traffic controllers are going to continue to serve in their posts, thankfully, critical safety inspections are going to stop, increasing risk for air travelers. That affects everybody.
Union leaders for air traffic controllers and airport security screeners are warning the situation is likely to get worse the longer the shutdown continues. Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress 5 years ago. He made his first court appearance today. Here's the details from correspondent Mike Pasoli.
He pled not guilty at the brief arraignment. That plea will kickstart a process of legal wrangling in which defense lawyers will almost certainly move to get the indictment dismissed before trial, possibly by arguing the case amounts to a selective or vindictive prosecution.
And that is correspondent Mike Pasoli. Russia is waging a targeted gray zone campaign against Europe. That was the charge today in Brussels, as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that Russia is continuing its aggression.
One incident may be a mistake. Two incidents are coincidence. But three, five, ten. This is a deliberate and targeted gray zone campaign against Europe.
And the charges also include airspace violations, sabotage, and cyber attacks that will only escalate if the Kremlin is not challenged, according to European leaders. On Wall Street, it's been a mostly winning session today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average still up by 25 points, NASDAQ up by 210. This is SRN News. Americans are asked about their views on gambling. Michael Harrington has the details.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well. But now states are legalizing and it's spreading like wildfire. And a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly one in four over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been at the center of a number of pivotal battles over hot-button social issues. This is SRN News. The Israeli military has intercepted a 9-boat flotilla in the Mediterranean Sea trying to break Israel's naval blockade of Gaza and detain scores of activists on board. The Israeli Foreign Ministry says the 145 activists were being brought to shore in Israel for processing and are expected to be deported soon. Senior officials from the U.S., Qatar, and Israel have joined the third day of talks between Israel and Hamas in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. It's a sign negotiators aim to tackle the toughest issues of an American plan to end the war in Gaza. Hamas says it's seeking solid guarantees from President Trump that Israel will not resume its military campaign after the militant group releases the remaining hostages. That may not be possible. Among the more senior officials joining the negotiations are Qatar's Prime Minister and Mr. Trump's Middle East envoy, as well as a top advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.